This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendorf. Got a little frog in my throat this morning. Come on, Dan. Let's get up. Let's go. Got to get it getting. We're coming down to the close of this series on the work of the Holy Spirit. And we look in there today, folks, have been for a day or two, on what the church has lost. You got any idea what the church has lost? Oh, my friend, we've lost so much. We've lost so much. We don't hear anyone crying out wanting to be saved, do we? I mentioned to you in a study before how that after the Lord awakened me, and I began to cry out unto the Lord and attend the services there in New Orleans every time I could to be in service. And then I heard the old saints of God, many of them, praying and praising the Lord. And boy, you talking about doing me some good. It done me some good. You say, Lord saved you, old man. Lord saved you, Miss So-and-so. Yes, sir, he did. Pendarvis, the Lord saved me. He'll save you, Pendarvis. Has anybody ever been true to your soul, folks? You listen to me up there in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or Yazoo, wherever. You listen to me up there in Washington, D.C., Washington State, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Oh, wherever you are, in Roanoke, Virginia. Folks listen to me all over the country. Over there in Northern Ireland. I get letters from some of you folks over there in Northern Ireland telling me you appreciate these messages. Would you just tell me how the Lord saved you? Just tell me how the Lord saved you. That's right. That's right. That's what I want to hear. Or if you want to be saved. I'd love to hear folks say they want to be saved, because I know there's hope there then. But we're looking at what the church has lost. And we were looking there in the last study asking how long has it been since you've seen folks crying out to know the Lord. We've lost that, my friend. Listen, how long has it been, Pastor? How long has it been since someone came to your study and said, Pastor, pray for me, I'm lost. Pray for me, I'm lost. You know, we've lost the compassion now for the lost, and our tears have been dried up. We've lost all of those things. It's a good sign that we've lost our prayer chamber. We know nothing of the power of prayer. Did you know the scripture says, pray always? Pray always? Did you know it says that? We don't do it, do we? We don't do it. Do you do it? I ask my folks, what I call my folks, my people. I ask my congregation here locally. I look them in the face. And I say, when you get up in the morning, when you swing around there and put your feet on the floor, if you're able, would you just stop a second or two? 30 seconds, and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a good night's rest. Thank you, Lord, for a good soft bed. Thank you, Lord, for a roof over my head. Thank you, Lord, for a sweet wife who's been faithful all of these years, for my wonderful children. Thank you, Lord. Do you do that, my friend? Listen, do you pray for them? Lord, save them. I'm sure we're all guilty, but we are. Listen, we've lost our prayer chamber. Now, we've substituted banquets and suppers and social gatherings and religious movies. Oh, we don't want to go there, do we? We don't want to go there. Every big church that I've seen lately, they got a big screen up there. They show movies on Wednesday night or Sunday night. They watch the Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday or whatever. They have these passion plays at Christmas time. They show all this garbage up there being... some guy being crucified and hanging on a cross. All that's garbage, my friend. All that is just taken away. It just does something to you. Instead of coming to fast and pray, seem like now we've come to feast and pray, feast and laugh. Yeah, that's right. Feast and laugh. And letting soul go to hell without warning. I'm just telling you, folks. I don't know any way to be except be true to you. I'm just telling you, folks, on the road to hell, fast as a marten is to his gourd. That's right. I tell folks oftentimes, the scripture says that hell from beneath is moved to meet you at your coming. And I believe with all my heart, all my soul, everything I have, I believe these volcano eruptions that we have occasionally, I believe that's hell enlarging itself. You say, well, you're an old fool, Trailblazer. Yeah, I know I am. But let me be a fool for Christ's sake. You know my only aim and purpose, my friend, is to see sinners saved. Are you a sinner? Don't call me a sinner. No. No, I don't call you a sinner. The Bible does, though. It says, We were shaping in iniquity, conceived in sin, go astray as soon as we be born, speaking lies. You know, you don't have to teach a child to lie. He comes into this world lying. That's right. He goes laying over there in the crib, goes to crying. He's got dried diaper on and belly full of milk, and he's crying. You pick him up, he stops crying. He's just lying. That's right. As the burden of the loss to my own family, my own church has rested on me. Oh, my friend, I don't know what to tell you. I've heard other preachers say that they would go to hell for their family. Oh, but listen, my friend, I've stood before my folks and with sin and struggling with sin, groaning for deliverance. I've cried out for them, oh, Lord, come down, thy mercy seat to greet. Listen. No man can be moved with such compassion for the souls of men that he would step into the breach and go to hell for them without the grace of God. It shows their utter darkness and that know nothing about interceding for souls. Oh, my friend, someone has told a pastor one day, he said, you know, pastor, you know, preacher, don't ever let your tears dry up. They don't ever let your tears dry up. Always be where you can weep at the feet of Christ over the souls of men. Spiritual darkness is appalling, my friend. We've lost the work, the awakening of the Holy Spirit. We've lost it. We don't have it no more. Back in the days of Whitfield and Bunyan and Spurgeon and John Gill and all of those old preachers that we read after, they spoke often of the work of the Holy Spirit. You don't hear that now. You can hear these modern days televangelists, they call themselves. They don't speak about being awakened. I've never heard one of them say that. I've never heard one of them mention hell. I've never heard one of them mention Holy Spirit conviction. Have you? Have you, my friend? Let me just be honest with you. Have you ever heard one of those great television evangelists, one of those folks that go around the country with these big long caravans? No. You hear a lot of divine healing and true and false, and you hear speaking in tongues, and you hear all of those things. But my friend, how is a sinner saved? You ever thought how a sinner is saved? First of all, why would the Lord ever save a sinner? No reason at all that I can find. I don't know, my friend. I don't have no reason. Only the grace of God. Only the love of God. Only the compassion of God. Oh, my friend, I was thinking in the message that I'm bringing here next week, next Sunday. I brought out a thought that I never had thought before. The Lord laid it on my heart. When the Lord God of heaven created Adam and Eve there in the garden, created Adam and then took the rib out of Eve and created her because it was not good for Adam to be alone. And they were living there in that garden under the glory of God. They were covered with the glory of God. They didn't have on any clothes like we wear. They were covered with the glory of God. And then, I don't know how long they were there. I believe it was a long, long time. Adam named all of the animals and all the trees and all the bugs and all those things. And then, after a certain time, we don't know, sin entered in their hearts. Sin entered into Eve and then into Adam. Because of the treachery and the drudgery of old Satan. He knew exactly where to strike, didn't he? He struck the weak part of our folks, the woman, my friend. She is the weaker vessel, and he struck her. And my friend, he tempted her. He tempted her. He said, yea, hath God said? He questioned her. He said, yea, hath God said? But anyhow, sin entered there. And this is the thought the Lord had laid on my heart. I want you to think about it with me, folks. You think about it. How do you think? Now listen. How do you think the Lord God of heaven, who made heaven and earth, who flung the stars off the tips of his fingers, who holds the universe in its orbit, who created man out of the dust of the earth, breathed life into his dead body, then took a rib and created Eve, and breathe life into that body. All of those things, the awesomeness, the majesty, the powerfulness of God, of the Lord God of heaven. and then they sinned against him. They rebelled against him. How do you think he felt? Now, I know that may be facetious, but my friend, it went home to my heart like a Bob Darrah. How do you feel? How do you believe our God felt when Adam and Eve sinned in his presence? Now, my friend, I want you to think about that. We're sinners. Man is a sinner by nature. We love it. We come into this world as a sinner because our father and our mother were sinners. That whole lineage from Adam and Eve down through ever patriarch, everyone carried that load of sin with them. They have to be redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That's what we sing here. One of our songs that we sing on our choir CDs that we have in stock here. We have 9 of them, full-length CDs. Old blood songs. People laugh, make fun when I say old blood song. We sang There's Power in the Blood. We sang Have You Been Washed in the Blood. But listen, folks, man must be redeemed. He sinned and fell from grace. Folks say that lightly. He fell from grace. Well, no. No, he plunged. Plunged into sin, my friend, knowingly. I believe they sinned knowingly. I believe they realized they were sinners. Oh, my friend, do you know that you're a sinner? Do you know you must be redeemed? Can I ask you, have you been washed in the blood? Have you been redeemed? Redeemed how I love to proclaim it? Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Oh, my friend, we sang those gracious old songs. And then we sang a song here called Pass Me Not. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, Lord, my humble cry. While thou art calling, Lord, don't pass me by. We have those songs, great old songs. I can't sing. I'm losing my voice. I got a frog in my throat, so to speak. But we'll be back tomorrow. I wish you'd sit down and write me. As we bring these messages to a close on the work of the Holy Spirit, and we'll pick up another subject, ask the Lord to give us something to say, and you write me and tell me if you appreciate them. Remember, we're offering the series on the Satan, the God of this world. It's 18 CDs, and we're offering them for $1 apiece. 5 messages on each one of them. And we may put these on the work of the Holy Spirit along that same line. You call me if there's any demand for them, we'll do that. But I would love to hear folks say, you know, Trailblazer, I appreciate the old Trailblazer. He's an old kook. And the folks call me that. Folks call me old hellfire and damnation preacher. But my friend. And then I had folks here lately, they know I'm 80-some years old, and they say, you old kook, you're still a preaching? I said, yes, ma'am. And yes, sir, we don't rust out here. We burn out. Never was a preacher here on the radio mission who rusted out. No. I met a friend of mine, a pastor, the other day, and he said, you know, I'm retired now, brother. I said, well, I don't see any place in the Bible where the Lord took my commission away, and I don't think he took yours. Oh, it kind of made him angry a little bit, but I had to be true to him. The Lord don't decommission. Maybe he don't have a commission. I don't know. But my friend, would you pray for the old Trailblazer? I need your prayers. The Bible says pray one for another. Would you pray for my family? My wife is on a sick bed, suffered a stroke. I need your prayers. I have much problems, much heartaches. Would you pray for me? Ask the Lord for the old Trailblazer. Would you do that for me? And then call me and let me hear from you. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye, and may God bless you.